just wondering, is you map like 3D?
Yeah, this is a receiving stream. It displays the video on a rotating open GL cube.
Yeah.
And it's the cube is transparent. There's also a non-transparent mode, which another computer was running just a minute ago. The window in which it is displaying is also transparent because it's macro 6. We can very easily do that
right.
on the client side. And this is completely like. You can also do this real time. It's no problem. It's full screening. That's the only mode that doesn't do transparency.
Right, yeah.
But
you probably don't need it transparent when it's full screen.
No, indeed. It's actually one of the reasons we turned off. Because it's possible in theory, but it's a lot more work.
Yeah.
And it's not so nice here. This is actually quite a simple presentation.
Okay.
And we have some more advanced demos like those one, which those streams are divided up into multiple screens.
Right.
This server side done, right? The vision is the server side, right? It's client side, I think. I wasn't sure.
And this one too. Can you tell me about the filter one?
Oh yeah, the filter. This is a Kaka filter, which is a filter written by Sam Okafor.
Right.
It creates ASCII art, colored ASCII art, based on pictures. And this is just a filter that takes that code and runs all the video frames through it, outputs as an ASCII code.
And this one, I said you could embed it in a website. Is that right?
Yeah, you can embed it in a website. There's at the moment two plugins.
Yeah.
Mozilla plugin, which is a bit more mature. It's brand new, it hasn't even been officially released, it's only in the development version.
Yeah.
Brand new XFX Control, which also works under Internet Explorer. Which was something that was in very high demand, because a lot of our client base uses Windows, even though the program is fully programmed on Linux mostly. The largest part of the use space comes from Windows and Mac OS X.
Yeah.
So there was very high demand for an ActiveX plugin for Internet Explorer because a lot of people want to embed this application in their streaming setups.
Yeah.
So that's brand new and it has just been developed like 2 months ago, but it's very popular and the development on it currently is very strong.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure if you have a demo of that yet.
Oh,
we should build one.
And so do you guys, is this your business that you set or you just...
Well, it was a project that started about 1997
right.
on the University of Paris. They call Centre Paris. And their intention was to stream TV for the whole campus on their campus network. They had a brand new network and they wanted to use it to stream TV over it. So they started, nothing like that was built yet, so they decided to build a server and a client that would do that for them. Stream TV MPEG-2 right from the cable or the satellite onto the network in multicast mode, so you only have to send the data once and all the clients can enjoy it. And from there they decided in 1999 to open source the code. And from then on the developer base has grown tremendously.
Okay, so you have a lot of people working on it.
Yeah, we have a lot of people working on it, a lot of countries. But the real core developers that work on it every day, that's about 10 people max.
Right.
That's not that many people.
I'm going to have the same thing as here, so I'm getting it.
Website?
Yeah, our website is www.videolan.org. And you can download VLC there. There's documentation as well. And we have an online forum. If you need any help with anything, we are always available for assistance.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
Okay.